anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Thank God it's not Groundhog's Day all over again. I don't know if I could take another one.
Good to have you back with us, Doug.
Great to be back. Great to be back. Great to be back.
Warm? Warm? Are you tan? Are you? No.
No. If it's this time of the year, you're not outside much. You're outside in the cab on to the next place. It was nice, but it was cool at night. I mean, it was in the 30s in Vegas at night, so supposedly it got up to 60 during the day.
Never saw that.
No, it was nice. It was nice while we were there, but you know, you're not sitting out by the pool or walking around in shorts for the most part. Most people weren't, but beautiful time, and it was quite the experience. I want to thank Mike and all the gang out there who I know are listening today to the show, and we'll have him on again. I'm surprised you didn't talk to him yesterday.
Well, we'd liked it, but we figured that he was just so busy, probably tuckered out.
Yeah.
Pretty tuckered out.
Coming up on the show today, was this pretty much the show yesterday too, Derek?
Oh, yeah.
About 47 seconds in and it was done?
Oh, yeah. We kind of got there. Actually, about 2 minutes. I think we did a solid two.
National Letter of Intent Signing Day. Who wrote that out for you, by the way?
That's me.
Yeah, no, who wrote it out for you? Because that's not all your... If that's all you, then I can tell about what time the... I don't even have to read it. I can just see what quarter it was by the way your handwriting was.
Yeah, it gets progressively worse as it goes there.
You wrote down all those commercials. Wow. It's unbelievable. Sean Callahan going to join us today. National Letter of Intent signing day is set for tomorrow. Coach Bo Pelini will have a press conference at 2:30 tomorrow to announce his class and talk about that class tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, Jeremy Crabtree joins us. Steve Anderson from Fauner Park joining us on Thursday. That's just among some of our guests, because I can see we've lined up a lot more for the week as well. And we'll be talking high school basketball and a lot more because conference tournament time is coming up. And tonight we've got you covered in the Lou Platt and Fort Kearney on KHAS, ESPN Radio, and Power 99. Here on ESPN, from Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium, the Lady Stars play St. Paul, and then the boys' game will have Kearney Catholic and Adams Central. What a huge 4-5 matchup that is. In that 6:15 and 8 o'clock. Adams Central Girls will host Gibbon. You can hear that at 7 on 1230 KHAS. And from Axtell, boys quarterfinal action from the FKC, newly anointed in both Omaha and Lincoln papers, the Axtell Wildcats, now the number one team in C2, as Bob Jensen said they would be in the preseason. Everybody is now on board with Axtell. They will take on Elwood, and boy, what a difference a year makes. Last year, wow. Oh boy. This year, Elwood trying to get things going and get things turned around. And then Pleasanton, who is one of the hottest teams in the conference right now, will take on SEM at 7:30, and we'll have that on Power 99. Everything's on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Not only the games, but you can see what's coming up as well.
Doug, all the talk about Super Bowl yesterday, and I think people still want to talk about Super Bowl, and it goes on. And then all of a sudden, here in Central Nebraska, nobody says anything. And the NBA is an afterthought. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, in a game in the middle of the year, Lakers-Knicks, Kobe Bryant just goes nuts.
Now hold on. No, You finish.
61 points. The most ever, you know, it's staggering because I don't know what time or what year Madison Square Garden started hosting events, but it's been a hell of a long time ago. There's been a lot of basketball games played in that arena.
But it's the new garden, not the old garden. This isn't including the old garden, I don't think. So Kobe has 61 at the new garden, which is the high at the new garden.
There's still been a lot of basketball games.
Still
been a lot of basketball games. To drop 61 on the road, that is amazing. And I don't care if you're an NBA fan or not, to look at that and to say, you know, the shot, when he's fading away for hitting three-pointers with people in his face, they couldn't do anything. They could not stop the guy. And I, Michael Jordan, 55, in 95, you know, even if you just take that amount of games, 440 a year, you know, and go back 20, I mean, that's 800 games. 61 points in the NBA is amazing. The amount of free throws shot last night in those games, I think there were 7 missed combined both teams or something like that. Ridiculous shooting from the free throw line. So maybe they made the hoops bigger or something last night in New York. I don't know, but it's amazing what he did. Period.
Big deal. Could care less. Go win a title. Big whoop. It's the Knicks in New York in the biggest stage. You think maybe of the 5 road games he plays all season, Kobe's probably going to step up his one trip a year to New York. I could care less. I really could care less. I'm sorry. I'm on totally the other side of this.
Doesn't impress you at all.
Scored 61. He's one of the greatest games in the NBA. It's expected. Where is it the rest of the year? I mean, it shouldn't average 61, but how many free throws did he have then last night? You were talking about
20.
All this. So a third of his points are free throws.
Well, they had to do something to stop him or try and stop him.
So he shot free throws and three-pointers all night. I'm sorry. It's February. We're coming off the Super Bowl. Again, my view here in central Nebraska, obviously, I am just a lot more focused on area things. I'm focused on football. I'm focused on the high schools. I'm focused on the UNK, Hastings College, and the Huskers, what's going on in college basketball. I would care more about Pat Summitt winning or losing last night than I care about Kobe Bryant going out for 61. He's got 82 chances a year to have a big game. He finally had one. Big deal. I think this is a great topic. For people to fire off an email or give us a phone call out, not going to spend an hour on this because it's not that important. But really, you on daddy's side, it really rocked your world, or you're on my side, you could care less. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com to the Dent Popper inbox. That's what makes the sports world so intriguing. I would care more about the Nadal-Federer match than I would care about Kobe going off for 61. You don't know he's going to go off for 61. You have to watch 82 games to watch the one time he shines.
All I'm saying is, to have the most points total by 6 points over Michael Jordan in 95, amazing. Amazing effort on the road.
You know what's amazing? Josh Reinertsen, 45 points in overtime this weekend. Apparently the only kid that can score for Gibbon, but 45 in a 32-minute game. That's amazing. Any high school kid that goes over 30, amazing. Hell, some high school teams when they get over 30, amazing. 61 by a pro athlete in New York. I mean, yes,
not that big of a deal.
It's not a big deal. It's a great performance. I'm not saying
it happens all the time.
I'm not saying it's not a great performance, but And maybe that's because of the whole overhyped, no NBA connection here. Blah. If you wrote down 10 things to talk about today, that's number 10. That's number 10.
Wow. Well, we're on different sides of the fence. That's fine.
1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. You can call on the show today. A lot of things happened over the... What about Michael Phelps? Your thoughts on this whole deal? Did you talk about that yesterday?
Yeah, we brought it up, and... You can't be anywhere because of a cell phone, pow. It's on the internet 3 seconds later.
Wait a minute. Was that a pow?
That was a pow.
That was kind of not as emphatic as a whack.
Way different.
Because today, it is Tuesday. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming your way. And what can they do at Troutman's? If you got a big, huge ham... half of it?
It's too big, Kerry. I can't take it. We will never eat that. Whack! Right down to the size you want. That's what we do.
So anyway, now pow.
Well, I mean, click, click, and it's all over the internet. I mean, and that's unfortunate in some instances. Now, apparently it hasn't affected any of his sponsors. He said he apologized. But, I mean, if you're going to be doing that, you better be alone in a closet, I think. That's the only chance you have, Michael. I'm sure he's smarter than that.
Let's go to the Dent Proper inbox. Got a couple different here already. Mike and Carney has fired off. Mike and Carney on Kobe says, I could care less. He's a ball hog. Simply put, Mike and Carney.
All right, Mike. Way to be you. Mike hasn't watched a minute of the NBA, so he doesn't have any bearing on that.
Did you watch it last night?
No.
Okay, then.
I didn't know anything about it until this morning.
Well, that's, again, part of my point. You have to watch 82 games to see Kobe do something.
Well, they've only won 21. The Knicks, it's not like the Celtics-Lakers. I mean, it's not like two. But still, the Knicks are a hell of a lot better than they were a year ago.
Yeah, but it's not close to the Knicks team that Jordan played against.
Hello.
No, Phil Jackson saying he did all that in the post.
Hello.
That was 55. That was the last high. Also an amazing performance, which I would give major kudos to. Hey, the mailman chimes off to the Blues Brothers of Central Nebraska. First off, welcome back, Douglas. Hey, hope you enjoyed your time in the City of Lights. Lord knows you needed it. I'm sure your fingers were cramping up from all the typing and hard work you radio jocks do. Plus, your attitude on air was, quite frankly, getting scary. We care about you, Doug. We really do. Now, put that tissue down and remember you are a man. I'm really wondering who you bet for the futures of NASCAR winner this season. Come on. You know you placed that bet. What were some of the future bets for the Masters, U.S. Open, and other events? 100-1 on Nebraska? Save your money, peeps. Not this year. Good to have you back. Now get back in the saddle and tear Daddy a new one and make us mad.
Now, see, there's the deal, though. The reason you bet 100-1 is because it's 100-1. Don't wait. I mean, eventually, somebody has got to take that next step. And that's why you get your Tampa Bay Ray odds. By the way, Daddy, before I left, we mentioned that two teams were horrible odds in the baseball world to win the World Series, and the Royals were one of them at 125-1. They're 70-1 already.
Somebody, yeah, somebody throwing that dart, the initial dart, to take that down. Yeah,
I did bring back some things we can talk about later on in the week. I don't have them, but Tiger is still there, favorite to win the Masters. I'm looking to see what happens to Phil, though, because they don't update those types of things every day, maybe every week, and they hadn't been updated since Phil missed the cut at the FBR, and he was second or third choice right now, and Anthony Kim is the one that's made the most progress towards the odds going down, I mean, after the way he played first couple of weeks of the season.
Tiger, though, not swinging a club, you know, been off in a tournament. How long till you think we're going to see him before that?
I don't push it to come back for the match play. And you know why? That's a hit or a miss. Either he's out right away or he wins the thing. Make sure you're ready to come back. Play some hack event. Do whatever. The thing I'm worried about that he might be worried about is that he comes back, plays a lesser event, and doesn't do so well. And then everybody starts chirping. Well, that might be exactly what he needs. Play the 2-3 weeks leading up to the Masters. If that's health-wise, you can go. You got to get some in. Maybe you play every other week a month before the Masters. He obviously, in his mind, already knows what he wants to do. And as soon as the doc says and he feels he's okay, he's going to go. But don't rush it. There's no reason to rush it. Well, we've already missed enough of the world's best player. Don't make us miss more than need be. And I think for guys on the tour, they don't want to win what will always be tainted titles. Tiger wasn't in it. Tiger wasn't in it. Tiger wasn't in it. No matter what they do, Tiger wasn't in it. And Kenny Perry, what? Really? There's no Ryder Cup this year, buddy. Back it down. Back it down.
Oldest winner, I believe, of the FBR.
Must have stayed away from the hospitality tent.
Another beautiful wife. Those guys, what the hell that?
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Talking about the futures, the mailman sending in the email there. I thought it would be interesting in the second half of the show today. What do you think right now, who's hot, who's not going into next year? And without getting too deep into this, I think Arizona immediately falls off the face of the earth. And you know, I didn't think that a couple, 3 weeks ago. I thought, you know what, this could be the next great team. But if you split Bolden and Fitzgerald, if Kurt Warner doesn't come back, I mean, even he's up there, folks. Maybe he has another good year in him.
37.
But you look at some of the things that are free agent, falling apart, you know, schedule. I mean, yeah, it looks like they should be able to win that division, but Will they? I mean, there's been no consistency here. They could be that flash in a pan. That doesn't mean they won't be good in a couple, 3 years, but they remind me an awful lot of the Chicago Bears when they made the Super Bowl. A couple of young superstars emerged. A quarterback had a good year. Defense was good, and Arizona's defense was good in the postseason. I just don't see it. I think there's too many hurdles, but the problem is, who overtakes them? Seriously, who overtakes them? Are the Giants still going to be there every year? Dallas is in shambles. Is Philadelphia, we don't know what's going to happen there. Minnesota, you got Adrian Peterson. But until you fix that quarterback position, no. That South, you got to think that is such a tough division every year. It's tough to come through there. And I want to see who emerges. I mean, Seattle has a new coach. San Francisco has a new coach. St. Louis has a new coach, all in Arizona's division. Arizona might be losing their offensive coordinator in Haley to the Chiefs. I mean, a lot of things here in the next couple of weeks could really change the so-called future bets out in Vegas.
Well, one of those things in the NFC that's going to change is where will Donovan McNabb be playing at next year? If Donovan McNabb's playing for a team like the Minnesota Vikings, they jump up right near the top of the talk as far as Super Bowl contenders next year. If he's playing in Philadelphia, I think Philadelphia emerges if you can find a couple weapons to go with Westbrook. Because really, you look at that wide receiver core and you go, okay. That's it. That's what you get with Philadelphia. You get okay. You don't get any ooh, nothing ah. You get okay.
Coming up just a week from Saturday, February 14th, not only Valentine's Day, and I'm not even going to ask the question yet, Daddy. What do you think? You and the missus head to the Heartland Hoops Classic? Oof. Then out for a nice little meal? Maybe take a limo over? I don't know, maybe make it a couples event. The women go shopping, the guys go to basketball, you meet up for a great evening on the town. I don't know, just a thought. Heartland Hoops Classics coming up on Saturday, February the 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Tickets are available at the box office, or you can log on heartlandhoopsclassic.com. Not only can you get tickets there, but you can find out all the information on all the teams, when they're playing, anything you'd want to know at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. Games tip off starting at 9:30 in the morning with Burwell taking on Heartland Lutheran, and many great teams from outside the listening area, great teams from inside the listening area, Central Catholic, Heartland Lutheran, Wood River, St. Paul, Central City, St. Cecilia, Ravenna, also coming in Boone Central, Weeping Water, Burwell, Fremont Bargain, Ralston, Shadron, and of course Minden is going to be there as well. There were some topsy-turvy things over the weekend in basketball. You can see some great basketball. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 14th at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Daddy, 2 weeks ago, let's go 2 weeks ago, Central Catholic knocked out in the quarterfinals of their conference tournament. St. Cecilia wins that conference tournament. Ravenna, they've been upset trying to put it together now. Minden knocked off by Valentine in the Southwest Conference Finals. Number one Burwell, no longer. Fremont Bergen, they've lost three times. Shadron has moved up in the all-class rankings, and Ralston finishes fourth in a four-team tournament after being the number one
overall
team in the all-class rankings. Now, they lost both to Class A and remain number one in Class B, but there's definitely been some changes these teams trying to focus as they head into the last month of the season. Arapahoe, with the Burwell loss, has moved up to number one in all publications this week.
Yeah, you mentioned Burwell. That wasn't just a loss. Anytime you're number one rated in receiving the recognition, I understand kids can read press clippings and get a little high on themselves, but to get dominated by Loop City like they did, 75-32, I believe. Yeah, I don't care if Loop City shoots 75%. If you're number one in any class, boy, that really makes me doubt the level of competition Burwell has seen this year. Everybody out there knows there's a lot of bad basketball teams out there. I mean, that's just plain and simple.
They've played a lot of them. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. They went from the small fish in the big pond to the big fish in the small pond with their conference change.
You can't. It just makes you question everything about it now. I mean, how you can lose?
Now remember, they're playing a conference rival on the road, that state rated in C2. Well, an ex-conference rival. It's still Burwell Loop City.
Which makes it even more how you could get beat like that. It makes it more of a head scratcher.
Well, one of those things. By the way, this just in, Patriots 47, Cardinals 7.
Yeah, true.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean Callahan going to join us to talk Nebraska recruiting with National Letter of Intent signing day tomorrow, right after this.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking!
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College. You can get a degree and start a good job in just 2 years or transfer to a four-year college and finish up your bachelor's degree. At Central Community College, choose from day, evening, and online classes, full or part-time. Make a schedule that works for you. Plus, there's financial aid and scholarships available. Three campuses and three centers to serve you. Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
What will you do with all the extra money you save when you knock 50% off your heating bill with the original SunHeat infrared portable heater? Don't be misled. Unproven imitators are popping up everywhere. The SunHeat puts out more heat than any in its class, period. Plus, SunHeat has the full 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty backed by a 55-year-old Nebraska company. Others claim a 3-year warranty, but ask to read it. It's limited. Buy the original SunHeat now and start saving at Motorsports Sales and Service, Grand Island, Highway 30, just west of 281. And Alan Whitty's Sales Hastings.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
ESPN Radio.
Mike and Mike in the Morning.
Criticizing the fans for not knowing when to cheer. You know what? They know when to cheer when you do something worthy of cheering. If that isn't the ultimate in just shut up.
Mike and Mike in the Morning
on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic presented by Pro Team Design, Chief Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area through the day today, with some scattered light flurries possible in some areas as well. We'll see highs into the upper 20s, with northeast winds staying at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies, lows near 12 as winds shift to the southeast at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 14.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Sean Callahan going to join us here in just a moment. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way as well. But right now, back to the Dent Popper inbox. Speaking of local stuff, I'd like to give a shout-out to the Lady Whippets for winning their fourth consecutive tournament title. Obviously, Mark and Minden. Yeah, and that was that was amazing. Without seeing a whole lot about that, that's incredible. They just get beat by St. Paul, who just won their first game, and now St. Paul's kind of got it going. At least they've won 2, 3, 4 ball games. And then you beat Gothenburg, who just was up 20 on Kearney Catholic. So, I mean, there's plenty of weirdness when it comes out there, but congratulations to win back-to-back conference titles, something to win 4 in a row. And, hey, newsflash, Kathy Mettenbrink and Centura almost did it. 1-point game in the fourth quarter, Ravenna leading Centura in girls action this weekend. They go on a 9-0 run. Centura hits a layup with 20 seconds left, and I think it ends up at whatever it was, a 8-9, 10-point ball game, like 46-38 or something like that.
First time all year they've really been pushed, though.
Oh, well, second, they had Kearney Catholic first weekend of the season, but they've been killing everybody, and they will probably meet Friday night in the semifinals of the conference tournament at Ravenna. So conference tournaments all over the place, ESPN, Power 99, The Breeze will have the Twin Valley Conference semifinals and finals Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The boys played last night, and that's a tough girls' conference they will be playing tonight.
Go back to the Dem Popper inbox. Did you say the Rapist scored 61 points? Fast Willie, Gary Russell's number one fan. No, see, another uneducated listener.
See, there,
he was acquitted. That means he didn't do it.
If you missed the top, yeah, him and OJ on tour. If you missed off the top of the show, Daddy very impressed by Kobe scoring 61. I could care less. I could care less. How about one more? And then Sean Callahan's going to join us. This from Sean. Did I need to pre-read this, or are we okay?
I think it's okay.
Okay. This is from Sean in Kearney, who says, Daddy, didn't we all know what Doug's take was going to be before he even said it? You'd be hard-pressed to find a bigger Laker Kobe hater outside of an NBA city. Look, Madison Square Garden is recognized as one of, if not the premier place to play the game, and if you set the scoring record for the place, it is historic and noteworthy. To say it doesn't matter is ridiculous and shows a lot of bias. But I'm not surprised, and I'm sure not many other people are either. I'm sure that if a Yankee pitcher were to throw a no-hitter this summer, that Doug wouldn't care about that either. You know, you're right, unless it's Jabba. Oh, well, I guess there's just no helping some people. And then he's got a question here about our next guest. So Sean and Kearney, I'll take the slap in the face, and glad that Daddy has somebody that agrees with him. Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com, the Rivals Network, who's bigger than Joe Shad to us, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Sean.
Guys, how you doing?
We're doing good. How busy are you right now? Or as you say, we've really hit the calm before the storm.
Well, you know, it's not that bad. You know, it's more just organization, getting your ducks in order. Tomorrow I'm going to visit four different high schools before I go to the Bo Pelini press conference at 2:30. So, you know, we meet at 6:30 at the NET studios, and I always go around at Larry Putney every signing day to the different local high schools to do stories. And, you know, so then after that, next week we begin our junior tour, and we'll be visiting 12 high schools the following week to see the top 2010 kids in the state. So really it's more just getting your ducks in order, getting ready to go, because by this point, especially as recruiting has grown through the last few years, there's not a lot of action that happens late like we might have seen maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Sean, I guess people that follow Nebraska recruiting over the last 2 weeks have saw Nebraska pull scholarships from two or three kids. I've heard that it was because of grades they weren't going to qualify. Can you clear up any of that?
Well, the only one I know, Sean Bottman, would be the one that I think you're referring to. And really, there's just so much more to the story, I think, with that. The one thing I will say is I think Nebraska probably should have done it earlier in the process. I think some of these questions and concerns they had with Bottman, I know it was something I had talked about with people in December, early December, and they kind of drug their feet and waited till the end of January. And then things got pretty ugly. They had a similar situation with Emerson Evans, a recruit in their class early on, and they ended up dropping him early on in the class, and that didn't get any press because it happened way, way early in the process. But you do something late like this when the season's over with, the media is going to get a hold of it because there's no football on the field being played, and it turns into a big story. And I know the World Herald, they tried to bury it on the back page and make it not like a big story, but with the internet today, it was everywhere. I mean, that got a lot of press about Sean Bottman's deal, and definitely not a good situation. But there's two sides of the story, and I think, you know, if people really knew Nebraska's side, they'd understand why they pulled the offer back.
The email that we were reading right to when you were coming on from Sean and Kearney says, do you know anything about Ernest Norman, the linebacker recruit from Texas, and any academic issues he might have?
Well, yeah, he's out of the class. He has failed to qualify really to any Big 12 or Big 10 school. Was going to go to Kansas, Nebraska, Michigan State. We had heard now that he's looking at going to 1AA Portland State. So academics played a key in him, and if you can't make it on campus, what's the point of signing the guy? And I don't think Nebraska really likes to take guys that they know aren't going to make it. Then you have to mess with placing them in a junior college and you're somewhat obligated then to maybe take the player back 2 years later. And I think Bo Pelini would rather stay away from taking those 2 to 3 year junior college players and have kids on campus for 4 to 5 years instead.
Sean Callahan from Rivals Network joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, the last member of this class was linebacker Eric Martin out of California. How big of a get for Nebraska was that?
Well, you know, you're talking about one of the top players in California, a borderline four-star. He was a high-rated three-star in our system. Everybody in the Pac-10 wanted this kid except USC. So he had all the West Coast teams. The key for Nebraska was they were his first offer. They were the first team to come in way back in the spring, and that makes a difference. And he felt the loyalty from Bo Pelini, the honesty, the integrity with Bo Pelini when they met, and he felt like it was going to be the place for him, even though Arizona State made a real hard push at him late in the process.
Sean, Rivals has the overall Nebraska class ranked at number 25, and Scout.com has them at number 30. We've learned lately that those aren't the biggest numbers in the world, but Ohio State, LSU are 1-2 in both. I guess, first, your thoughts about Nebraska and if it really matters where their ranking class is and if that 1-2 is something you agree with Ohio State and LSU.
Well, I think when you look at Nebraska, they're right in the competitive mix. I mean, I think you just want to see their class up in that area where it's in striking distance. Sure, you'd love to see a top 10 class, but it's tough to do at a place like Nebraska, and I think they want to find kids that fit the program, that fit the profile, that want to work hard, that are blue-collar type kids, and they feel like if they get them here for 4 to 5 years, they can develop them to be competitive. And, I compare Nebraska to the Big 12 North, and right now they're far and above the number one class in the Big 12 North, and that's the first priority. You have to win the North. You have to get back on track to dominating the North and get to the Big 12 championship game on a consistent basis, because that is the only way you can go to BCS bowl game is by winning the Big 12 championship game, and that's winning the North Conference first. So I think Nebraska is in good shape to potentially start really making a run here at the North and being the dominant school again with Chase Daniel and Kaufman and Rucker and these guys all leaving Missouri the last few years. As for the other two schools, I haven't followed them very closely, but no surprise, Ohio State's always up there. LSU's always up there. You're going to see USC, Florida. Those are the types of teams. Texas, they're always going to be in that top 10, just based on their location. You look at the states of Florida and Texas and that Ohio area, there's just so many good players that if they get the top kids in state every year, which those schools typically do, they're going to have a class in the top 10.
Okay. I understand Ohio being a big state, and maybe I'm missing out on this. I'm still surprised Ohio State's number one as far as a location. I can't believe Ohio State. I mean, obviously they have success by dominating the Big Ten, but I guess my question is, are other programs really big into recruiting the state of Ohio? I mean, I'm just surprised Ohio State's number one. It's not like they're the best team in college football, and I can't see what they have to offer over the Florida's, USC's, Texas. And if Nebraska's going to get back there, they've got to be able to hang with them and recruit Ohio State, be very close to what they bring in, don't they?
Well, they're pretty close. I mean, they played for a national title 2 years in a row and made a BCS bowl game, and Terrell Pryor was the number one player a year ago. Last year, Ohio State's class was just as impressive. Beanie Wells was the number one ranked running back in the nation when he was coming out. So they get good kids. And with Michigan being down, Notre Dame being down a little bit, I think that's helped them with building their class this year and putting it where it's at. Because they might lose a couple of those guys in other years with Michigan being better and Notre Dame being better. I think it's just for them it's location. Nebraska has to work harder than any other school because the in-state base is just so inconsistent. On a good year, you might get 5 in-state kids, but this year, just 2. And you can argue that those 2 aren't very high profile, probably 2 of the lower-ranked guys in the class. So Nebraska's got to go down to Texas, and they did that. They have 6 top 100 kids in Texas, 5 top 100 kids in the state of California. So 11 guys in this class come from those 2 power states, Texas and California.
I'll harp on it one more time. I guess what I was meaning was that out of all the North schools, Ohio State, and you guys have Michigan in there in the top 10, Scout doesn't. But, I mean, of all the schools in the North, why is it Ohio State? I mean, it's not like that's a, you know, there's USC, there's Notre Dame, there's Southern Cal, I mean, there's Oklahoma, there's Texas, all the Texas schools. And Ohio State just doesn't seem to have the glamour and the flashing lights. And I'm just wondering if they've got some kind of recruiting guru whiz, if they do it different. I mean, how are they pulling these guys to Ohio State?
Well, they're good. I mean, they win games every year. They've played in BCS bowls every season, two straight national championships. Yes, they got beat badly in those games, but it's still playing in the national title. And, you know, USC obviously exposed them somewhat, but they're going to have a lot of players drafted. I mean, they always get guys. It's Ohio State. I mean, it's just how it is. I mean, Terrell Pryor, with him running the offense the next three seasons, they're going to be a contender. I mean, they're going to be right in the top 10, top 5 in the nation, having Terrell Pryor in that Big Ten conference with a very good chance of going undefeated. So there's just a lot of players in that area of the country, too, and they're the premier program within that whole Steel Belt, you know, Midwest, Upper Midwest area. When you can go into Pennsylvania, you can go into Indiana, you can go to Ohio, you can go in those states, all states that, you know, they're not Florida, Texas, California, but they're right in the top 5 or 6 overall in states that produce talent. I mean, those are traditional power states for producing prospects.
Sean, when you look at Nebraska's recruiting class, who do you like, is if anybody's in there that's going to make an immediate impact?
Well, you can go a lot of ways. I mean, they have a couple of junior college guys that are going to get early looks, Dejon Gomes at corner and then Brandon Kinney at wide receiver. You know, both guys are big-bodied players for the positions. You know, Cody Green, I really think at quarterback, if he comes in and turns head this spring, it could be a situation like we might have saw at Ohio State where they bring him in slowly. And let's just throw this scenario out. They give Patrick Witt a shot of the job early, and he loses that game at Virginia Tech. And maybe they say, you know what, we're going to go with Cody Green the whole way through, kind of like what Ohio State did this year with Todd Beckman, replacing him after the USC game with Terrell Pryor. So kind of a similar, you know, you never know. I think he's a guy, though, that the staff's excited about. They want to see play and get a chance. But I don't think Bo Pelini's ever going to say we're going to count on freshmen to come in. It's just an unrealistic thing. We saw that this year. 23 out of 25 members of that 2008 signing class redshirted. And I think you're going to see, you know, maybe not that many, but usually 80 to 90% of your freshmen are probably going to redshirt unless they're just those special guys that can come in and help you at some positions where you really need some help.
He is the guru that is from Huskers Illustrated and the Rivals Network. Sean Callahan joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. A couple more questions before we let you get out of here. There are two Nebraska kids on this class that'll need some grooming. But are there any finger crossing for the Huskers here in the next 24, 36 hours, either about a kid wavering or maybe somebody they're still hoping to get? Could there be some news here before the papers come in tomorrow?
You know, I don't think anyone's wavering. You know, you hear rumors like a Dejon Washington was a guy you were worried about, but he never ended up taking any other visits. He stuck with Nebraska. He's solid. Jason Ankra has been a four-star defensive end out of Maryland, is being pushed pretty hard by Maryland still. I talked to Jason last night. He's coming on Big Red Wrap-Up Thursday with us on our signing day show, and he's all good to go. He's coming on the show with us on Big Red Wrap-Up, so I hope you'd assume he's a Nebraska guy if he's coming on that show. But, you know, the guy to watch in terms of prospects late, Miles Wade. He's a junior college defensive tackle, originally an Army All-American, played, you know, had offers from Florida, committed to Oregon out of high school, went to junior college for 1 year. After the 1 year, Oregon said, we don't want you to go to play football there anymore. Just get your schooling done, come to Oregon. Well, Oregon dropped him, and he's currently committed to Texas Tech, but the word is he might be taking a visit to Lincoln Thursday, Friday, Saturday after signing day, meaning his commitment may not come until after letter of intent day. And he's a four-star guy, and, you know, Nebraska needs another defensive lineman in this class. I think that's why they're willing to take a chance on a guy like Miles Wade, a junior college transfer.
Sean, I got to ask you, the big rumor last week, the Bryce Brown from Wichita was in town looking at Nebraska. Has that been squelched? What's the status there?
Yeah, he was in town, but Nebraska didn't really want any part of that because he's never shown any interest in the Huskers. And this late in the game, what you risk doing is making some of your other commitments mad, like a Rex Burkhead, a four-star kid out of Dallas, the Dallas Player of the Year by the Dallas Morning News. You bring in Bryce Brown and court him what's a Rex Burkhead thinking? You know, and here's a guy that's really not even interested in Nebraska at all. I think the last time he was here was in 2007 for the USC game to watch the Huskers in Memorial Stadium with his brother Arthur Brown, who's at Miami. It was a long shot, and I'm kind of surprised how long this kid's been playing out the process. He's been a commit to Miami for quite some time, but the fact that he hasn't made it solid just makes you wonder what kind of kid he is to keep holding out like this.
Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com. Last question before we let you get out of here, Sean. There's always, I see North Carolina, for instance, is sixth right here. We knew that Butch Davis was going to get things pointed in the right direction down there. Is there a team set to make a move that's been off the radar lately?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say.
You got Arkansas 15th.
I think Arkansas, Ryan Mallett is eligible next year, the quarterback that started at Michigan or played at Michigan a few games as a freshman. With him and Bobby Petrino and the way they played late, I think they can potentially be this year's Ole Miss in the SEC. You mentioned North Carolina. They're definitely poised. I mean, you talk about John Blake and what he did at Nebraska. Just pull up his recruiting profile page on Rivals, and I think he's signed 8 or 9 kids, and a lot of them are 4- and 5-star guys. So John Blake has made his impact at North Carolina, helped Butch Davis close out strong, and they're going to be a team to watch. I'm pretty surprised in the Big 12. A lot of teams, Oklahoma State's not as strong as they normally are. They've had a good class, not a great one. Kansas has had a few good kids. Iowa State's really struggled to close out a good class. Bill Snyder and Kansas State, they've done a decent job considering the circumstances, but Nebraska, once again, far and above the top class in the Big 12 North.
Thanks so much for the time, as always, Sean. Enjoy the next busy couple days.
Hey, guys, thanks.
Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com, and the Rivals Network coming up. We're going to talk a little NFL, a little more email coming your way, and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now here's another insightful comment from a Doug and Daddy listener.
Sellouts, that's what they are, the dirty sellouts for the almighty dollar.
And that's why you so seldom hear listener comment solicitations on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Let's talk about life. I'm a busy guy. I've got a big radio show. I've got needy kids. And I'm impatient. I don't have time to waste. That's why I love Stamps.com. Printing real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. You never have to wait in line at the post office. Who likes waiting in line? The post office is an absolute zoo. So get it done with Stamps.com. There's a reason they've been around for years. It works. Stamps.com is the smart way to get postage. Fast, easy, convenient. They even have discounts you can't get at the post office. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com today, and there's a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in Colin. Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
ESPN Radio.
Mike and Mike in the Morning.
Would you tremble if
you
touched
your lips?
No, I wouldn't.
I am a professional here talking about a football player.
Know what? He wouldn't tremble, but I think you would quit.
Give Mike and Mike a ride to work every weekday morning on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area through the day today with some scattered light flurries possible in some areas as well. We'll see highs into the upper 20s with northeast winds staying at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies, lows near 12 as winds shift to the southeast at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 14.
Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, folks, it's time for Doug and Danny Show to hook up with our friends in the Tri-Cities and at The Breeze 94.5 FM to give you a great Valentine's Day gift package. Now, for more information on what's in this gift, you can go to ESPNSuperstation.com. But the grand prize winner, roses for you, a dozen beautiful fresh-cut long-stem roses. Now, El Salon and Spa, they'll dazzle you with a massage and pedicure package. Midas has his and hers car care that'll keep you on the road longer and safer. And Plain Jane Candles is always a great mood setter with over 80 different scents that is adding wonderful smelling candles to the mix. You probably would keep those for yourself, wouldn't you?
Not on Valentine's Day, no. It's about her.
Now, what you have to do, folks, is you have to sign up to be a super fan at ESPNSuperstation.com. To have a chance to win this great package, you have to sign up to be a super fan to either ESPNSuperstation.com or the Breeze Listeners Club at 94.5 FM. Head to the website, find out a whole lot more information, and somebody going to be a winner. Coming up February the 11th. We're giving that away next Wednesday, so you don't have a ton of time, so get out there and do that today. Let's take a look at some of the sports headlines here from the last 24 hours locally. Hastings College women, they're now ranked 17th in the country, but they go out and beat Tabor College 72-55. I think that would have been a top 25 matchup in December when they were snowed out, but they made it up last night. And Heather McEwen hitting six threes, 21 points to lead the way. Hastings men and women will host Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday. Trake Baranek, the Nebraska Division II Men's Basketball Player of the Week, and Johnny Mildenberger, the Nebraska Division II and RMAC East Division Player of the Week. Plenty of high school hoops last night that we talked about, plenty of conference tournament action tonight that we've already discussed as well. We talked about the new linebacker recruit for the Nebraska class with Sean Callahan just moments ago. The UNK volleyball team is going to start probably wearing purple. That's right. Three members of the Grand Island Islanders will be on the team this year because Alexandra Miller has transferred from Division I Missouri, Kansas City. She's a defensive specialist already on the team from GI Senior High. Kelsey Werner and Jerry Wachowiak, player of the year, and freshman center Jenna Rose, also a Grand Island product from Northwest, will join the team this year. George Mason will play Creighton in the Bracket Buster, and this is kind of a crossover again. Remember last couple of years, we talked about the state wrestling tournament starting a half hour early with the finals on Saturday at 1:30 instead of 2. Well, one of the reasons is because they have basketball that night, and they will be hosting George Mason in that bracket buster game after wrestling at probably either 9 or 11 o'clock at night. And for the city of Omaha's sake, they better hope 9, because I wouldn't want to see those people rolling in there for an 11 o'clock game. And so that's after state wrestling. If you're just a sports fan, you can catch both of those things on the 21st of February. And Pat Knight, imagine this, reprimanded by the Big 12.
Probably needed a reprimand. A little out of hand. We head back to the Dem Popper inbox. Ken chimes in and says, big dunking deal. I agree with Doug. Don't know if you ever saw Wilt play. He routinely scored 50 a game. Not sure, but I think he scored over 90 in a game. He also tried every possible way of making free throws, including underhand, jump shot, etc. He was the worst free throw shooter I ever saw. My daughter was no superstar. She scored 32 points in a game as a guard before there was a three-point shot for Carnegie Catholic. So 61 is no big deal. Ken. Okay, Ken. You know, it's amazing the lack of appreciation for how good these guys are.
A break, and back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Culprits, thieves, and cutthroats.
Congratulations, you found the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. These gentlemen will be right back.
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for GEICO, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO, and GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded GEICO a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, we're keeping this straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Ken Butler, president of Aaron's.
The economy's gotten real tough these days, which makes Aaron's tougher to beat. Aaron's has brand name furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. We give you the guaranteed low price. Aaron's never checks your credit, and you can lease to own for 12, 18, or 24 months. We'll help you beat this tough economy because nobody beats Aaron's.
Visit shopaarons.com to find the store near you.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need to get you from the off-season to the preseason to the state championship game. With brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, and ASICS, our staff can help you maintain that competitive edge. Don't forget, along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area through the day today, with some scattered light flurries possible in some areas as well. We'll see highs into the upper 20s, with northeast winds staying at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies, lows near 12 as winds shift to the southeast at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 14.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Call now because we're ready to do some Troutman's Trivia. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, 1-888-455-ESPN. Give everybody a chance to get in that way and everybody a chance to be a winner for that $25 gift card from a Troutman's Quality Meats. 1-888-455-ESPN. We will take your phone calls on the air, so give us a call right now, 1-888-455-ESPN. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget the second annual Bronco Golf Pancake Feed and Silent Auction is this Sunday at the Barrett Alumni Center from 9:30 to 1:30. The Silent Auction includes golf equipment, guided hunting and fishing excursion, Bronco golf apparel, all kinds of great stuff, free well offering to help out the program. That's what's going on this Sunday from 9:30 to 1:30 at the Barrett Alumni Center. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and who's our first caller today?
It's Pug.
Pug, here is the question. Daddy, fire away.
Santonio Holmes was a Super Bowl MVP. Who was the last wide receiver to win the Super Bowl MVP?
I got nothing.
Sorry, buddy. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-888-455-ESPN. Who's up? Hello? Nobody there. Derek will try again. 1-888-455-ESPN for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we talking to?
Brett.
Brett, here is the question. We just talked about Creighton playing George Mason in the Bracket Busters of the NCAA. What is the nickname of George Mason University?
No clue.
Want to take a guess?
That's a bulldog.
No, but thanks for calling. Appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN. We go back to the phone lines. Who are we talking with?
It's Ken.
Ken, Daddy, your question or my question?
Give me my question.
Okay, go.
Clint, I'm just sticking with Super Bowl MVPs. Who was the last defensive player to win Super Bowl MVP?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Thanks for calling. We keep trying here. 1-888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Troy.
Troy, same question. Who was the last defensive player to win the MVP honors in the Super Bowl?
Oh, man. I knew the wide receiver.
Hey, you know what? Who was the wide receiver?
Okay, ask me the George Mason one.
Well, who was the wide receiver?
Hines Ward.
Okay. What's George Mason's mascot?
Isn't it Colonels?
Ah, Patriots. Patriots. Oh. You know what? I just felt like making this guy the winner. Hang on. Derek's going to take the information for you, and you're going to get a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Who was the defensive player, Tony?
Well, the defensive player is Dexter Jackson, free safety of Tampa Bay. Of course, Tampa Bay playing Oakland that year, which I think the general guess out there would have been Ray Lewis. People remember that Super Bowl when Ray won it. Yeah, but that was Dexter Jackson.
Only man to avoid jail and be named the MVP within about 48 hours. What a deal. Hey, ran out of time today, and I don't even know how that happened, but we want to thank Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com and the Rivals Network for joining us. Tomorrow, National Letter of Intent Signing Day. Unless I'm missing it, it's not going to be very busy in Central Nebraska, especially for Division I type talent.
Well, not
now,
much.
That doesn't mean there isn't out there and doing it in other sports, but just not necessarily for football this time around. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. Jeremy Crabtree from the Rivals Network will join us, talk about their rankings, who's hot, get his thoughts on Nebraska's recruiting class, and we'll take a look at the Super Bowl odds for next year, high school basketball conference tournaments tonight. That's all coming up. We'll recap that and hit the rest of the day's sports as we get busy again on a Wednesday.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 23 hours from now, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!